Welcome back to the Speakeasy on 97.1 The Freak.
Yes, it is us. We are the Speakeasy on 97.1 The Freak. Your home for local talk, local sports, and local fun. I got a tweet from a guy whose name on Twitter is at Day One Glenn, which is what some people call 97.1 The Freak listeners. And he said, "Thanks, Jeff, you butthead. What was the first thing I thought about this morning? Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the demijohn. This is still stuck in my head. It was stuck in my head all day yesterday. Dumb, stupid morning show. Y'all are awesome." So you're welcome. Yesterday, we introduced people to the Robert Earl Keane song, Hot Corn, Cold Corn. And it's a wonderful song, and everybody needs to know about it.
We did.
We will, here in a minute or two, be telling you, where did it go? What was the tease, Kevin?
Well, we've got a...
It's been deleted.
Potential.
On the
it. Well, it's been deleted on the damn sheet!
We're closing in on the trade deadline, so basically 9 players that the Mavericks could be targeting in a trade situation, because the Lakers made a trade last night, and they got a target that the Mavericks might have been interested in. Oh. So if we're going to get Lucas some help, we got some names for you.
All right, before that, let's answer a question from Dirk.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is, huh? Anybody?
National Peanut Butter Day.
Love peanut butter, dude.
I'm a creamy guy.
Creamy, crunchy, doesn't matter. Mm. Keep me away from Peter Pan, though.
Why?
Not my favorite. Jif and Skippy.
Okay.
Those are the big two.
I love Skippy just because it's a great word.
Yeah.
I don't even know if the product's good.
Oh, it is.
You bring me some Skippy. I love
Damn
some Skippy.
Skippy, I will.
What's weird?
Isn't that a thing?
Nowadays, everything's so, you know, plant-based and vegan-friendly and gluten-free. Sorry, Julie.
Okay.
If you ever
it's
see,
not my choice.
Why'd you ever judge Julie with her gluten choices?
Well, have you ever seen peanut butter at a really one of those healthy stores?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Weird liquid on the bottom.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't eating that. I have my good peanut butter that doesn't have the weird liquid on the bottom.
Yeah.
I feel like people put peanut butter on weird things. Do you put? It's a Do y'all do anything weird with your peanut butter?
No. Only on bread.
You ever...
just bread.
Bananas?
Nope.
Yes.
Oh, so good.
So good.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I've been exploring peanut butter on different things lately.
Let's go.
I have apples and bananas.
Really good.
We're going to hear that again. I've been exploring putting peanut butter on different things.
I haven't gotten much further than that. Yeah.
I'll pull that.
Yeah.
You know,
apples are great, too.
The way Matt kind of reported that, though, was like it's like a current trend that people are putting peanut butter all over themselves or on weird things.
Big TikTok thing that's been going around, the peanut butter challenge.
You could, instead of doing butter on your pancakes, peanut butter on your pancakes?
Oh,
that'd probably be really good.
That's good.
I just like to put peanut butter on toast instead of regular butter.
There you go.
Slap some peanut butter on there.
Yeah.
But not crunchy.
Do the banana. Give it a try.
Then I'd have to eat a banana.
Yeah, Jeff, do the banana.
That's.
I'm very averse to non-hot dog, non-popsicle, phallic-shaped foods.
I can't break all that down.
Non-popsicle.
I like the hot dog and the popsicle. Other phallic-shaped foods. I have a 27-incher.
You like the pickle?
I do love the pickle.
See,
you're
yeah.
right. I don't distance from all the phallic-shaped objects.
Julie fears the pickle.
I tend to like them a lot. Yeah. Sorry, I lied to everyone.
So you haven't listed a banana. Is there anything else?
And the banana's fine. I just don't actually go eat the banana very often.
Yeah.
I love a corn dog. My God, do I love a corn dog. I made chili dogs yesterday for dinner.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen once you get that chili cooked on Sunday.
I had chili dogs and goldfish for dinner.
Oh, my gosh.
That is an
Bless
adult.
Your little
That's
heart.
Living the dream.
Yeah, but your 7-year-old son would have loved to eat, wouldn't he? He would have loved to have been there for a chili dog and, and some goldfish.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn right.
Two need to hang out.
Today is National Compliment Day. Hey. Kevin? Nice hat.
Why, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate you saying that. Julie?
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
That's not
You're awesome.
That's,
You didn't like anything about what I was wearing.
I didn't want it. I didn't know if I was allowed to. That's the thing.
You don't
I
want to pass on the same compliment. You don't want to do that.
Yes, and I thought about it, and I didn't. We can't compliment on Julie. We can't say anything about Julie's clothes.
You can't.
It's an HR thing, right?
Like no. Why? We've never been concerned about HR things here. We're not going to start today.
Well,
Julie,
on
that's a nice
January
half-ass.
January 24th. Like that'd be weird.
Half-ass sweater you got with the string that you could pull and unravel the whole thing as it's falling apart.
That's it is great, falling apart.
It's a great sweater.
There's a hole in it. And actually this morning, I bought a new one on Amazon because I put this on and I thought how much I love this sweater, but it is indeed falling apart.
It's a sweater? Or is it a pullover?
It's a cardigan.
It's a cardigan.
Oh, it's a cardigan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's confusing.
Yep.
Today is belly laugh day.
All right.
I like it.
Christina's got the best belly laugh.
Hey.
Yeah. Well,
that was a belly laugh.
Do you have the Christina belly laugh?
Yeah. Do you have her Christina Ray?
That's Christina
not
Chicken.
The chicken. Her other one. It's, not her chicken laugh.
We'll figure
it's
it out.
The one I just did. It's the.
Oh, where she goes. Yeah, that's the Christina Ray. 11-3 right here on 97.1 The Freak. You're home for local talk, fun, and sport. Mm-hmm. Today is Beer Can Appreciation Day. Yes, that's the
there
one.
There it is. That's a good
one. There's so many Christina laughs. It's great.
Very guttural.
Beer Can Appreciation Day. You know what? I'll just say give me the beer bottle over the can every time.
Ooh, I will take my... I love the beer can. If I go to a bar and they have a can, I get so happy. I love the beer can. It tastes better out of a can, according to me.
And I think it tastes better out of the bottle.
See, yeah, I agree.
Bottle. Okay. It tastes better out of the bottle.
Okay, now rank the three.
Hi, my name is Jeff. I'm under attack.
Rank the three.
Can.
Bottle.
Bottle draft.
Ooh. Okay.
For me, bottle draft can.
Draft is inconsistent.
Really?
Yep.
Draft is inconsistent. You can get you a bad batch, for sure.
Or you can get you a soapy glass where they didn't do a fine enough job of...
Where are you hanging out?
Where am I hanging out?
Oh, hey, welcome to the party.
He's doing a fake cather.
Where are you hanging out?
I don't appreciate... I mean, I appreciate the beer can because I like the can the best.
Hainer.
But I do like the bottle if it's the bottle of... What was the beer bottle that had the little puzzles on the lid, on the cap?
Schlitz.
Was that Shiner? Did Shiner have that for a
while? I don't know if Shiner was doing
it. It was Lone Star, doesn't it?
Lone Star, yes. Lone not Star. Schlitz. Lone Star.
It would just have like...
Stupid, what?
Same area,
it would
same
just have
type.
Three little pictures, and it'd be blank plus blank plus blank, and it would make a cool phrase.
They were hard.
And if you get completely stumped, they've got an online database where you can type in the number on the bottle cap, and you can find out the puzzle if you wanted to cheat.
Which is good, because a lot of us are dumb. today is the birthday of Luis Suarez. Kevin.
Uruguay.
You have to help me out there.
Matt will help you out.
Former Liverpool-Barcelona player.
Okay, so you lost me at soccer.
Yeah. He likes to bite people.
Yeah, he's a biter.
He's a biter.
Yeah.
He got in trouble for that a couple times.
Yeah, you can't bite people as a reaction to things. A guy named Kale bit me in fifth grade.
Well, this is an adult biting people, so that's a little bit worse.
Yeah, fifth grade's way different, man.
Yeah.
I tried to push him down the slide.
Oh.
And he bit me on the pinky.
You should have bit him back.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I attempted to bully. I lost the exchange. And I teared up a little bit.
Carried on.
I nearly killed him when I pushed him down the slide, and then he bit my pinky.
It was one of those things where...
Weird interaction there.
Tried to bully somebody who looked like someone who needed some bullying, and you learn that bullying is wrong. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they'll stand up, and that was the end of my bullying career.
What Julie calls a weird interaction, I call sexual tension.
Could have been. Could have been. He had a lot going for him.
The Kale King.
Sean McVay's 37, and he's going to stick around, coach the Rams.
He's going to have about 10 new coaches.
And they're going to be bad for a while. Scott Speed is 40. Never heard of him, but he's listed as a race car driver. Last name is Speed. I thought that was cool.
That can't be his real name.
His name is Scott
Speed.
Did
he change his name? Because if he changed his name, that's good, too. It's just...
He feels the need for speed.
Scott Andrew Speed.
Yeah. Suck it. Tatiana Ali is 44.
Lisa, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
No.
Huh, really?
Ashley Banks, Fresh Prince.
Ashley Banks. Oh, God, that's bad, Kevin.
That is bad.
That's really bad.
Oh, that's... Let's just dump all
that. I haven't watched these shows in a long time.
Lisa was Lark Voorhees.
I know.
Saved Jason by the Bell. Voorhees' sister.
That's really bad. But so what was Hillary's name?
Oh, don't do this to me.
I know, right? I knew back in the day.
Oh, and I knew it. I would have known it if you had asked me and there wasn't a microphone on. But I don't right now.
On which
Karen,
show?
Karen Parsons.
Karen Parsons and Fresh Prince.
Oh, I forgot because Karen.
It's tough. With a Y.
You're at a distance
Karen.
From
her. By I think the way, she's safe. She spells it different.
By the way, check out Micah Parsons' brother's Twitter account if you want. I think we're gearing up for a Micah Parsons' brother versus Dak Prescott's brother
no!
Twitter battle.
The moment we've all been waiting for.
I saw last night Terrence Parsons taking some shots at Dak Prescott not playing well enough.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
You want to make a note of that?
Do the research on that. Let's get back to that in a minute.
Well, we can do that in the best damn sports segment period at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Where we'll also hear from Moose Johnston, who I talked to yesterday.
All right.
I sure did.
That's he did cool. The Eagles-Giants game on Saturday night on Fox.
He did. He took the time to talk to me yesterday. What a weirdo. Tim Biakabatuka is a certain age that I forgot to write down, but he was, when I was a kid, an incredible running back at Michigan. Never worked out in the NFL because he broke himself.
Was he the number 9 pick in that draft?
Great question, Kevin.
But he went to the Panthers, correct?
Panthers. Yes, he was a Panther. Carolina Panther with sharp teeth and claws.
I remember playing with him on Madden some.
He was drafted highly.
Number 8.
And I believe he was one that was just like, knee, blown out, career, over. Ed Helms is 49. I figured KT would know who he is.
The Office, also The Hangover. Those would be his two most popular endeavors.
Hainer.
Funny guy.
Matthew Lillard is 53.
Scream.
I know him from Scream.
Wow.
You may know him as Shaggy Doo.
Mm-mm.
Or is he Scooby?
He's Shaggy.
He's Shaggy?
Yeah.
That's a nice bounce back for the guy who was the weird guy in Scream that told his friend he went too deep when he stabbed him to try to pretend they weren't the bad guys.
I'm still scared of Scream.
Scream is a scary movie.
It's very scary.
Scream is a very scary movie. Mary Lou Retton is 55. That was America's sweetheart.
Gymnastics.
1984, all-around gold medalist.
Mm-hmm.
John Belushi's dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
He died a long time ago.
But he is dead.
That's Animal House, right?
It's Animal House, Saturday Night Live.
Blues Brothers.
Basically, Chris Farley wanted to be just like him, and a lot of people think, I mean, outside of the addiction issues and other things that Farley was dealing with, and there was a lot he was dealing with.
Yep.
But a lot of people think he didn't mind flaming out fast because he wanted to be just like John Belushi.
Okay.
So the story with him, right, is he actually chugged that bottle legit in the movie Animal House. That was like a real whiskey.
I would imagine because it sounds like something Chris Farley would do. We had our own John Belushi in our generation. That's the way I kind of think about it. I think they both went out on a speedball, too.
Kevin, Sharon Tate is also dead.
You're going to have to help me on that one.
She was murdered.
That feels like one that...
She was an actress.
That was murdered. She's from Dallas.
Yeah. You know, Sharon
so what happened?
You don't know your serial... I thought you were a big serial killer
guy. Not at all. I'm so bored with true crime.
Sharon Tate was one of the, the people in the thing.
Oh, she was in the Manson cult?
Yeah, she was one of the Manson things.
Ah.
Yikes.
Yeah. Sharon Tate.
Or she was killed by the Manson cult.
Yeah. She was a hot actress who had her whole life in front of her. And then Charles Manson happened. And you don't even care.
It's not that I don't care.
You don't even care enough to know her name.
Dang it.
I just knew she was associated with Manson in some way.
26.
She was very beautiful.
She was hot. Well, she might have been too young for me to say hot, because she was only 26 when she left, yeah. Neil Diamond's 82. Robert Downey Sr.'s dead. And Hadrian is dead. He was the Roman Emperor from 117 to 138 A.D. Wouldn't care, except it's also the name of the Guardian of the Heir of Novron in the Rhaera Revelations. Those are books in the fantasy genre. And that's what day it is.
The only birthdays that you missed today, Jeff, not many. Warren Zevon would have been 76.
Never heard of him.
Music guy.
All right.
Misha Barton, is 37. That is Marissa from the OC.
Yes.
Never seen
Marissa.
Jeff's never seen the OC. I think we should. I mean, it's.
Don't make me watch stuff.
Don't do it.
I don't.
You never watched the OC?
No.
Man.
Yeah, no.
We're usually like on the same page with things we watch because we're the same age.
I've watched two things.
Yeah.
I've only watched two things.
Oh.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Top Gun and Tombstone. Game of Thrones and Breaking Bad.
Slowly on an OC rewatch, but it's not like very dedicated. Just kind of get to it when you do. And you know what? It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You guys, if you listen to this station from 3 to 7, you'll hear a show called The Downbeat. You guys want to pick a random, not very good show to just start watching that's years and years and years old? They're watching Designated Survivor with Kiefer Sutherland.
It's insane.
Why?
It's almost maddening.
Why?
When did that come out?
It's like 2014. It's almost maddening.
I wondered what they've been talking
Big
about.
Waste.
Yeah. Kiefer was Jack Bauer in the show 24, which was wonderful.
Yeah. Okay.
But then he became the president in a show called Designated Survivor, which they're watching.
Mike Soroy admitted on the air that he's got no intention of going to season two. I was like, what a waste of time. I wish I had the time to just... I don't, you know? Kristen Schaal's 45. She was on BoJack Horseman and also What We Do in the Shadows.
Whoa.
Sleepy Brown is 53. You know him as the guy who teamed up with Big Boy on I Like the Way You Move.
Oh, I do.
Yes.
Yes.
And,
that's a jam.
Oral Roberts would have been 105.
Oh.
I know a guy in college named Oral Robert. Oh. Pretty interesting.
That's not ideal.
Kevin is 100% not
serious. Been a lot of talk about the Mavericks getting some help.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Lucas said he'll leave if they don't.
I mean, that's pretty cut and dry right there, Jeff. But
that's what I heard.
There's been murals in town painted about it. Well, the trade deadline is February 8th, so we're getting a little closer here. And one guy who the Mavs might have been interested in, Hachimura.
Dude.
Was traded to the Lakers.
I loved watching him in college. Rui was a baller.
Fun to watch in college. So as we're about 2 or 3 weeks from the trade deadline, really 2.5 weeks right now, Callie Kaplan of the Dallas Morning News put out some names the Mavericks could be interested in.
Hit me.
Keep in mind, Callie Kaplan knows stuff
sometimes.
Bojan Bogdanovic, Detroit Pistons. He's 33. Making about $19 million.
I hear his name and I only think of Boban.
I think of him being 33, and while he's a good player, I don't know, man. It doesn't seem like a lot of fun.
Okay, KT is out on improving the Mavericks.
Because there's a part of me that's like, if there is really this like feeling of imminent danger of losing Luka, I'm like, that means I might only have one chance at doing this, and I might just wait and try it next year.
Yeah,
because. there's only one shot at it.
He'll already be a Laker by then.
I don't think so. Alex Burks. Come on, man. Alex Burks.
Sorry, we have a flarp cup
in the
studio. I'm going
to throw it off the building.
And I always just grab it and start flarping.
Yeah, it's very distracting.
Sorry,
you're
Kevin.
You're flarping.
I apologize.
Alex Burks of the Pistons. He's a guard. Buddy Hield of the Pacers. That's an interesting one to me.
Buddy Hield, once upon a time, was good at basketball.
He's 30 now.
Ain't that incredible? He's still okay.
He's still okay.
Still a good shooter?
That's about it.
That's all he does.
That's all the Mavericks care about.
Yeah. All he does.
Can you shoot?
Stand
still and shoot and don't have an ego.
Caris LeVert of the Cavs makes sense because he's an unrestricted free agent next year, so you could just have him and then his salary goes away.
A little rental.
Should be a rental, and that's almost to like, can he win a few games in a wide open West right now and maybe make your way up to the 3 or 4 seed and maybe, you know, be home in the first round? Yeah. I don't know, what that cost. I mean, if Cleveland wanted to take Tim Hardaway Jr. back or something, then we could have a real fun conversation, but I don't know if that's going to happen. She also threw out Cam Reddish, Josh Richardson of the Spurs, and Gary Trent Jr. of the Raptors, who I think is kind of fun, and he's 23. The problem is his player option next year is about $18.6 million.
Are these things, if they add somebody decent at the trade deadline, is that, like, what are we talking about sending away? Are we sending Christian Wood or are we sending spare pieces?
That's the thing that's tough. Cause I think you start talking about first-round draft picks, even though they don't have a ton of them. You start talking about that, and I think Christian Wood would be a name that would be thrown out there. I think they would love for someone, and no offense to him, I think they would love for someone to take Tim Hardaway Jr. But
there was no big names on that list.
No.
Looking for a good partner for Luka.
That's why I think Mavs fans just, if you're expecting something at the deadline,
Zach LaVine.
Do you have enough to
big name ain't coming
to win the battle? Do you have the trade chips to do that?
No.
I think that's the hard part, is it's great to want Robin, but do you have what it takes to get Robin when other teams want Robin?
That's a real bummer that Maxey got hurt. That's a bigger deal than I think we even talked about, because it's almost like Anthony Brown getting hurt. You know, it's another very important defender out. And at the time, you know, we got Josh Green and Dorian Finney-Smith back. Interested to see what kind of effort they put out there tonight. You're playing a Wizards team. Should be able to go beat the Wizards at home. Go get you a win, because Sunday was a tough loss to the Clippers. That was not good.
Well, and now we're all going to be locked in. Our football team is done.
Oh, no.
We get to lock into the other sports. So now try your hardest, guys, because we will be watching. So I interviewed 3-time Super Bowl winner Daryl Moose Johnston yesterday, and he says Cowboy fans should be blank that Dak is their quarterback. And what's your answer? That's next.